Oh yeah, Kelly, I'm thinking that a nice piece of coconut cream pie with this coffee would be like perfect.
That would be perfect.
Because today is National Coconut Cream Pie Day.
That sounds like really good right now.
I know. But anyhow, we'll just have to pretend. We'll have to use our imaginations. A lot fewer calories that way too,
Was
right?
just gonna say that.
I know. Great
That's
minds
less
here.
calories, but I don't know if it tastes as good.
Yeah, I don't think so. But it's also National Teacher Day, so big
Well,
shout out to all of
very
you teachers out there. We appreciate you, and make sure that you let your teachers know that you appreciate them today,
Yes,
and
I
especially your
agree.
homeschool kids. Yeah, let them know you appreciate them. Maybe you could do the, extra chores or something, or make a nice card or something like that. What do you think?
I think that they are all rolling their eyes right now at the do the extra chores, but maybe they would be willing to make a card
I
or
bet,
something.
yeah, maybe. Or go outside and pick some flowers and bring them. Maybe. Yeah.
Yes,
But come
that's a
back
good
in.
idea.
Yeah, I could do that. Just don't pick him. Maybe you better be sure which ones you pick first. Anyhow, it is Tuesday. We have coffee and we have Kelly, so it's time for Kelly and
That's
Coffee.
right.
What you got for us today?
Well, I brought in some listener comments, and one is really short, but I guess I just really liked it. It's from Cindy in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Nakusa. Hi, Cindy.
I love saying Nakusa.
Yeah, okay. That's the only reason you brought this comment?
Well, it stuck out to me. My husband delivers to farms in Nakusa, and
Okay.
I don't know. I always tell him I just love that word.
I don't think I've ever been there. We'll have to take a road trip.
Yes.
I wonder
Well,
if they have coconut cream pie in
they
Nakusa.
might. They might. But Cindy writes, "It helps me to start my morning in a positive way."
Yep. It's so easy just to rush into your day, isn't it,
It
Cindy? And
is.
all of our listeners. Yeah, it's just easy just to kind of all of a sudden you're on your phone, you're checking your messages, you're doing this, that, and the other, and your mind hasn't even been on God yet. So yeah, I'm glad that we're here 24 hours a day so that people can tune in and just kind of reset, get our
I
minds back
agree.
where they need to be. I'm glad you're
Yes.
listening, Cindy.
And Cassie from Ettrick writes, "Praise Network is a way for us to center ourselves around what is most important. God, you're doing great. Keep up the good work."
Oh, very nice. Thank you so much from Ettrick. Very nice. So glad that you're listening. And again, that's what it's all about, is just centering our minds, our thoughts, our days on God. And it really helps to keep things in perspective.
And then Debbie from Westby, she wrote us and she says, "It is so uplifting. Sometimes I even cry for joy listening to a sermon or the music. My granddaughter loves your station too. She says I listen to the best music and she sometimes dances to it. It fills my heart to watch her enjoy God so much. The
Oh.
station is such a blessing to this area. I got my neighbor listening to it too. I feel so
Oh.
blessed to have found your station. You are doing a wonderful job. Keep it up. Thank you all so much, and God bless you."
Oh, thank you so much. And wow, that's got to do your heart so much good just to have your little grandchild dancing around and enjoying the music that you listen to. And yeah, just wow, I really appreciate that. And then to share it with her neighbor. And yeah, we encourage you to do that. Maybe a friend or coworker or neighbor hasn't heard of the Praise Network, and you can share it with them, and it'll be a place where they can find that hope and encouragement. Maybe even somebody that doesn't really go to church or seem to have that relationship with God, they just might tune in. You'll be surprised how God uses this ministry to reach people that you think can't be reached. I remember hearing a story from one mom, and she was saying that her young adult son, who was living with them at the time, had been going through a very rebellious time and really walked away from the Lord. But he was borrowing their vehicle. And she started finding a pattern that when she got in the vehicle after he had used it, that it was on the Praise Network.
Mm.
And so she found that he had been listening to the station when he was using their car driving around. So
sometimes,
yeah, God reaches those who seem unreachable through radio because they can be listening all on their own. So
that's right.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate you sharing those comments with us today.
You bet.
Yeah. Appreciate all of our listeners. And we'd love to hear how God is using this ministry in your life. We are so thankful for your prayers and your encouragement. You can always get in touch with us through the Praise Network mobile app or through our website at praisenetwork.com, or call Kelly up during business hours.
Yes.
And that number is 608-269-5500. Thank you, Kelly.
You bet. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. And thanks again to all of you teachers.
Yes.